Innisfail, the rain threatened but the region's great rodeo went on unscathed. In fact, organizers were thrilled with the success of the recent 2022 Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo. It was publicly announced that there was a record crowd for the long-held three-day weekend event. Saturday night was definitely the fullest. But you know Friday was awesome, said organizer Kyle Danes. We had a great crowd Friday and a really good crowd yesterday, Sunday. To be honest, the weather couldn't have been any better, added Danes, acknowledging the full house at Saturday's night performance was fortunate to miss a big rainstorm. It was about a half hour after the rodeo. It started coming down pretty good. But you know, for all the performances the weather couldn't have been any better. It rained all around the performances. Like every other major event, the famed Innisfail Area Rodeo had its trials through the COVID-19 pandemic. The event was cancelled in 2020 and was forced to move to September in 2021. But this year, despite the threat of rain, the show went on with plenty of great action and smiles from every spectator. To be honest, this is one of the funnest weekends we've ever had out here with our committee and just everybody, said Danes. The stock and the cowboys were awesome. The fans are awesome. It just felt so good to be back at the ranch again. This year's rodeo also had a somber but touching moment as well. The late local rodeo legend Jack Danes, who passed away last December at the age of 86, was honored with a special tribute presentation. It was very good. You know, we had a really nice video and then, announcers, Tim Ellis and Al Parsons did a heck of a tribute to him, said Danes. It was good. It was touching and it hit home. He did a lot for us. So, with the 2022 Danes Rodeo now in the books, is it time for some rest and relaxation? Not really. Danes said organizers will soon be planning for the 2023 show. We're just taking banners down right now, and then we're having a meeting here within a week, said Danes. We'll be back at for 2023. Below are the unofficial results of the 2022 Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo as posted by the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association, Bareback Riding. 1. Ty Tapotot, 90 points on C5 Rodeo, S999 Cimarron, $1,433.88. 2. Anthony Thomas, 87, $1,186.66. 3. Pascal Isabel, 85, $939.43. 4. Cody Lamb, 83, $692.21. 5. Ty, Danton Birch and Caleb Bennett, 82.5, $346.11 each steer wrestling, 1. Brock Butterfield, 4.5 seconds, $1,924.65, 2. Matt Richardson, 4.6, $1,764.27, 3. Tanner Milan, 4.7, $1,550.42, 4. Ty, Craig Weisgerber and Derek Frank, 4.8, $1,229.64 each, 6. Blake Gagnon, 4.9, $908.86, 7. Jacob Gardner, 5.1, $695.01, 8. Ty, Clay Guthrie, Evan Spady, Tim Kemp and Will Stovall, 5.2, $347.50 team roping, 1. Cole Davison, Colton Schmidt, 4.6, $2,453.87, 2. Ty, Brett McCarroll, Clint Buhler and Brett Buss, Denim Ross, 4.9, $1,973.76 each, 4. Kent Drake, Kavis Drake, 5.0, $1,493.66, 5. Telephone Fluelling, Tyrell Fluelling, 5.8, $1,173.59, 6. Logan Spady, Cash Bonnet, 5.9, $853.52, 7. Brandon DePeron, Colton Clausen, 6.6, $533.45, 8. Blake Laren, Doug Knott, 7.4, $213.38 Saddlebronc Riding, 1. Lucas Macha, 89 points on C5 Rodeo's 3CH Stargazer, $2,026.64, 2. Colby Wanchuk, 88.5, $1,664.74, 3. Logan Hay, 86, $1,302.84, 4. Houston Brown, 85.5, $940.94, 5. Cole Ashbacher, 84, $579.04, 6. Leighton Green, 81.5, $361.90, 7. Josh Davison, 81, $217.14, 8. Ben Anderson, 79.5, $144.76. Tie down roping, 1. Ty Harris, 8.4 seconds, $2,351.18, 2. Stacy Cornett, 8.9, $2,044.50, 3. Dawson Johnson, 9.0, $1,737.83, 4. Ty, Clayton Smith and Bradley Chance Hayes, 9.6, $1,277.81 each, 6. Dylan Knapp, 9.7, $817.80, 7. Jason Smith, 9.8, $511.12, 8. Ty, Travis Eller and Bruce Dunham, 9.9, $102.22 each. Ladies Barrel Racing, 1. Jessica Telford, 15.58 seconds, $3,233.60, 2. Jennifer Newdorf, 15.69, $2,748.56, 3. Ty, Kirby Pentila and Jolene Downey, 15.74, $2,101.84 each, 5. Bailey Choate, 15.75, $1,616.80, 6. Stacy Ruzicka, 15.79, $1,131.76, 7. Brady Whiteside, 15.82, $808.40, 8. Taylor Manning, 15.83, $646.72, 9. Ty, Virginia Foran and Melissa Thiessen, 15.84, $525.66 each, 11. Cabri Zunti, 15.85, $404.20, 12. Ty, Jordan Tresider, and Rayleigh Edwards, 15.89, $161.68 bull riding, 1. Jared Parsonage, 90.5 points on Sonny Clearski's 715 Chester, $1,662.86, 2. Wyatt Gleason, 89, $1,376.16, 3. Edgar Durazo, 88, $1,089.46, 4. Ty, Jordan Hansen and Dakota Butter, 86, $659.41 each, 6. Ashton Solly, 84, $286.70 breakaway roping, 1. Jade Kenny, 2.10 seconds, $1,686.36, 2. Peyton Smith, 2.21, $1,466.40, 3. Taylor Fluelling, 2.27, $1,246.95, 4. Jesse Armstrong, 2.36, $1,026.48, 5. Bobby Henderson, 2.46, $806.52, 6. Ty, Kendall Pearson and Lakota Bird, 2.51, $476.58 each, 8. Brittany Shook, 2.66, $146.64 novice saddle bronc, 1. Jarrett Cooper, 74 points, $364.72, 2. Colton Powell, 70, $273.54, 3. James Perrin, 68, $182.36, 4. Cash Schellenberg, 62, $91.18 novice bareback. No qualified rides, ground money, Austin Broderson and Jackson Stannard, $281.30 each steer riding, 1. Jet Wheeler, 77 points, $438.44, 2. Ty McCartney, 75, $328.83, 3. Nash Lawen, 73.5, $219.22, 4. Colt Hillis, 73, $109.61 personnel. Stock contractor, Bar C5 Rodeo. Subcontractors, Vold Rodeo, Sonny Clearski. Timed event contractor, Lazy B Timed Event. Steer riding contractor, Lazy 2. Secretary, Brenda Vold. Announcer, Al Parsons, Tim Ellis. Timers, Dusty Danes, Amber Berry. Judges, Terry Cook, Lane Peterson. Pickup men, Jim Berry, Jeff Resch. Bullfighters, Brett Monia, Ty Prescott, Houston Gleason. Clown, Barrelman, Rick Wanchick. Specialty act, Piper Yule, Shelby Pearson. Photographers, Chantel Bowman, Ken Marcinkowski. Flankman, Tyson Cardinal, Sonny Clearski. Music director, Ryan Petrucci. Video, replay screen, supervision.